This is a stormy night with 100% chance of rain, wind gusts up to 20 miles per hour, and a low of 47. Tomorrow also offers a 100% chance of rain, wind cutting back to between 6 and 10 miles per hour, and a high of 56. Today in history, in 1947, Jackie Robinson took the field for the Brooklyn Dodgers, becoming the first African American to play Major League Baseball. The quote of the day is from star pitcher Satchel Paige. I never threw an illegal pitch. The trouble is, once in a while, I would toss one that ain't never been seen by this generation.
Pro-lifers in Texas are giving their support to a new bill that would criminalize all abortions in the state so that a woman getting that procedure could be convicted of homicide and face the death penalty. The legislation was proposed by Republican State Representative Tony Tinderholt, who was placed under state protection because of death threats he received when he first introduced the bill in 2017. Tinderholt, who has been married 5 times, said his intention is to guarantee, quote, equal protection for life inside and outside the womb, end quote. Republican Jeff Leach, chairman of the Texas House's Committee on Judiciary and Civil Jurisprudence, is reluctant to bring the bill to the full House. Even some anti-abortion groups, such as Texans for Life, oppose the law's severity.
A Texas gun company that destroyed more than 73,000 bump stocks when a federal ban on the rapid-fire tools took effect has sued the U.S. government, claiming millions of dollars in losses. RW Arms of Fort Worth on Monday announced the lawsuit and said the government took its property, quote, without just compensation. Bump stocks are used to modify semi-automatic or double-action firearms so that they fire bullets in rapid succession and continue to fire without continuing to pull the trigger. President Donald Trump last year directed his administration to find a way to ban, quote, all devices that turn legal weapons into machine guns. A bump stock was used by a gunman in 2017 to kill 58 people at a Las Vegas concert. Co-founder Mark Maxwell said yesterday that RW Arms' losses totaled more than $20 million and that last month's lawsuit seeks fair market value compensation. RW Arms drew attention March 26 when the ban took effect, by transferring thousands of bump stocks to law enforcement for shredding.
Students trade their desks for a spot on a tall ship. It's Science Under Sail with the Current Cast.
Smooth sailing for students in Saginaw Bay on this Current Cast. What does a tall ship in Lake Huron, Saginaw Bay have in common with a classroom? Students, when it's part of Science Under Sail. This program gives kids from kindergarten up a first-hand look at water quality, aquatic life, and human impacts on the environment. Scott Ellis of Bay Sail, the nonprofit that owns and operates the ship, says sailing helps students connect with the water around them.
We do wetland and river observations, talk about invasive species. Students will actually take water samples and test for things like pH, temperature, and turbidity.
And students learn sailing basics like tying knots and navigation when they swap their desks for a deck on a tall ship. Current Cast is produced in partnership with Cornell's Atkinson Center for a Sustainable Future. Learn more at currentcast.org.
If you're going to visit Israel's occupied West Bank, you can now stay at one of around 200 Airbnb listings. The company just reversed an earlier decision not to offer rentals in the disputed territory. The company says it will donate any profits from these rentals to nonprofit humanitarian and aid agencies serving people in various parts of the world. Arvind Ganeshan, a director of Human Rights Watch, said, quote, by continuing to do business in settlements, Airbnb remains complicit in the abuses settlements trigger. Last October, the company was sued in a federal court by 12 U.S. Israeli citizens with properties in the settlement. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu recently promised to annex West Bank settlements if he was reelected.
KBOO News poet Dan Raphael is feeling less secure than usual.
Are there any jobs less secure than those with Homeland Security? Maybe Trump will eliminate the Justice Department and have just ICE. To work for Trump, all you need to know is don't disagree. Actual knowledge of policy, history, government structure, or physical reality can get you fired. If Trump says our country is full, what does he think our country is? The Eastern Seaboard from D.C. to Boston? Or his hotels where all the rooms are booked by Arabs and multinationals who pay but seldom show up? Parachute Trump into Arizona or Nevada, he'd crap his pants worrying about ISIS and why won't the Saudis or Israelis answer his tweets. What a better way to run the ship of state aground than a captain who navigates by the mirror and fox. Trump says we need a network that tells things the way he hallucinates, and we don't need judges, congressional approval, or restrictions on the executive. All we need is Trump. All Trump needs is for us to continue paying taxes, continue voting for Republicans, or better yet, not voting, continue feeling helpless and isolated. For Poetic Justice, this is Dan Raphael.
You're listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Dan Raphael, Aiden Moyer, and Jason Shermans. Special thanks to Yasmin Kobanoglu. Our engineer is... Our evening news director is Lisa Loving. A podcast of this newscast is available at our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You're listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM in Portland. In Philomath on translator K282BH at 104.3 FM, and in Hood River at 91.9 FM on translator K220HR. I'm Emily Gresham Beamer.
And I'm Erin J. Bernard. Coming up Tuesday morning on KBOO. At 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, it's Voices from the Edge with Commissioner Joanne Hardesty. At 9, it's Press Watch, all the news you're not supposed to know. At 10, it's The Heather McCoy Show. At 11, it's a special between the covers for the Spring Drive. KBOO's own youth collective will be interviewing Alex Gino, author of You Don't Know Everything. At 11:30, it's Words and Pictures, conversations with pioneering animators and comics artists. All of these KBOO programs are made possible by member support. If you'd like to become a member, the membership drive is a great time to do that. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate.
This past weekend, the Oregon Historical Society hosted Exiled to Nowhere, a Rohingya symposium. Today, I interviewed Yusuf Iqbal, president of the organization Americans for Rohingya. Iqbal was a featured guest of the symposium. He discussed current issues facing the Rohingya community and their challenge to hold the Burmese junta government accountable for genocide. The symposium's exhibit will move to the Oregon Jewish Museum and Center for Holocaust Education from April 16th to May 26th. I'm speaking today with Yusuf Iqbal, president of Americans for Rohingya. Welcome, Yusuf. For the listeners who may not know, who are the Rohingya?
Rohingya are indigenous people of western part of Burma called Arkan State. And currently, Rohingya's populations are facing active genocide by Burmese military junta and also civilians. Government or Aung San Suu Kyi is a complicit in this genocide.
So what does your group, Americans for Rohingya, do around the community?
We are actually a community-based organization, and we have about 1,000 people, Rohingya, live in Portland, in the southeast Portland. And we do our community, organizing our own community for education, housing, and socials, and also you know, integration to the greater society in a positive way. And also, we try to reach out as many people or as many organizations or elected officials to make awareness of our relatives and our friends and family is facing back home.
What other groups are you collaborating with in the community?
We actually cooperate with various refugee resettlement agencies, and also some of the groups is called like Portland Meet Portland, and also ERCO, and so many others. But for our awareness and also to gain the political tensions, we also work with the Jeff Merkley office, Ron Wyden, Blumina, and also Congress and State Department as much as we can. But most important is we want to educate American public about Rohingya, the plight of Rohingya.
For the Rohingya people of Oregon, what are some of the greatest issues being discussed right now that maybe you want to solve or you're in the process of solving right now?
The greatest issue is we have a family members in the Bangladesh refugee camp, and then the struggle that they are facing. And some of our community members, they have family members, they live in Burma, and they start receiving every day news that access to food has been cut off for this reason, and somebody got killed, and somebody got arbitrary arrested, those kind of things. So, and then how we will mourn, and then how we will get awareness among the a greater population of people, so that our elected official and government will get a pressure from the public that to do something about our cause. We have about 1 million people in Bangladesh refugee camp right now, and none of them is resettled here. And you know, together resettlement is not our primary objective. Our primary objective is to get the rights that we should deserve as a human being in our own homelands, and to be able to return. Because again, this is not there is no active war, or there is no natural disaster. It is the only perpetrator is the Burmese government and Burmese military regime. They burn down the villages, and then they kill the people. They put fear on the people. So if we can return back, and Burmese government policy is changed, and there is enough pressure from international communities that their policy can be changed, and we can be accepted, and we can live with the rights and dignity in our own homeland.
So the primary objective for your group is not resettlement abroad, is actually the ability to return to your homeland, if I understand you correctly.
Yes, yes. Rohingya communities, as I say in earlier, Rohingya community is actually facing a genocide. And the Burmese government and majority of the Burman populations who are Buddhist, and they actually see a Rohingya people as not like human beings. They dehumanize us. And then so that the killings and torture and all the genocidal activities are justified to them. So at this point, actually, Rohingyas do not have that many partners and friends to actually fight for the rights that we lost. And we need the help of a good conscious people that can be a part of us and to save this humanity. And for the your information, Burmese government is actually, you know, transitioned toward the democracy, and then the U.S. government has lifted all the sanctions. And we are urging U.S. government to reimpose the sanction. It was lifted by Obama administration, because Obama administration thought that Burmese government is moving to democracy. Actually, under the democracy, they are committing genocides. And in Burma, there is no civil society or human rights organization or academic institution. Or in fact, you know, the Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi and all the good conscious people, nobody stood up solidarity with the Rohingyas when Rohingyas is facing genocide. As I say, they feel justified. And then they are actually try to confuse the world population that like Rohingyas are illegal immigrants. They are handling immigration policy and all those kind of things. So those are lies. So the world community should know the true fact about the genocide and use the social media, Facebook and Twitter, and ask the government and good conscious people to work for freedom of Rohingya. This Rohingya cannot do by themselves. Rohingya needs your help.
You said earlier that the United States, as well as the larger international community, has not stood up to defend the Rohingya and call this what it is, genocide. Are there other countries or international organizations that have done their due diligence and stood up to label the plight of the Rohingya as a genocide?
If you see in the 21st century, the United States is very important to solve this problem. Because as I say, Burmese population, they want democracy, but excluding, and at the same time, they want to commit genocide to Rohingyas. So, and they want to be close with the United States of America to have a trade relation and many things. So, United States has a huge leverage that not many other country has. United States actually is the most favorable country by Burmese population. And those Burmese population can pressure to their government and their military. So if United States impose sanction again to Burma, and Burmese population will start think about why we got sanction, it's because of Rohingya. So they will start open up their mind that we need to embrace Rohingya as a human being, and then we need to embrace Rohingya as a part of our society. So until America government do the right thing, like putting up sanctions, I think that there is very little hope that Rohingya can dream.
And the United States, beyond lifting sanctions, has still yet to recognize the genocide of the Rohingya as a genocide, or label it as such officially.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So United States government is saying about, ethnic cleansing and all this thing. In the legal court of law, there is no value about ethnic cleansing. So it has to say be a genocide. There are many countries who already announced genocide, and we have a report that United States government received from the independent investigator, and it says genocides happen. So United States have to declare this as a genocide.
Do you know why the U.S. has not declared this? Is there a reason, economic interest? Why is the United States not taking this stand, which it so clearly should?
I think there may be some geopolitical reason.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there is a miscalculation or misinterpretation by the policymaker about impact of the had United States declare genocide, so Burma will be more isolated and close with China. So that kind of thing, they might be thinking about that. But actually, a person who know very well about Burma and their policy, United States is nothing to lose but to gain, and also give the right message to the Burmese regime by doing the right thing, which is the upholding the human rights as a principle of our American relationship with the foreign countries. Because if foreign countries, Burma is ruled by the military and dictators, they will never become a good ally with the United States. They will, of course, they will be more manipulated by the Chinese, and they will be a proxy of China. So, and which is not good for Burma and not for the Burmese population or Rohingyas, and also not good for American foreign interests. There are many times that you see in the history, United States make a wrong decision on the foreign policies. And I think that this is the wrong decision that they are making. They should do the right decision, and then that right decision will be better off for American foreign policy and also for the world population.
So last year, there was a rally in support of the Rohingya in Pioneer Square. Has anything changed since then?
Last year, actually, in August 2017, there was the big operation of genocide was started.
Mm-hmm.
And then we tried to gain attention for the public, and that's why we organized a rally at the Pioneer Square. Basically, the purpose of doing that is we want Portlanders and Oregonians to know about Rohingyas and the genocide that Rohingya is facing. And we did not get enough attention from the public as we wanted to be. And then that's why we are continuously engaging with radio station like you, and also I spoke and OPV. And last week we did also a symposium at the Oregon Historical Society. And the whole purpose of doing this is we want to reach out to as many people and educate as many people about this genocide, so that the people will stood up solidarity with us, and then there will be, when there is a goodwill of people that stood up, and then we can start pressure our government to do the policy change. So that was we are hoping now.
Could you tell our listeners more about that symposium? What did it consist of and who came?
In the symposium is organized by Never Again Coalitions and also co-sponsored by a number of other organizations, including Americans for Rohingya. And there are five panels. And the first one was the photographer, three photographers who've been to Rohingya camp and documented all the atrocity that Rohingya people face. And and then they discuss about all their experience. And second was the genocide survivor from Bosnia and Rwanda, and also a Holocaust survivor from Poland. And they discuss about their personal experience and then similarity that Rohingya people face. The third panel was myself and Reza Uddin and Shwemal, and also photographer Great Constantine. We discuss in detail about history and then the chronological order of the genocide and the Burmese government and the intent and pre-planned activities in detail. And the fourth is we have two legal scholars. They discuss about the legal challenges and limitation to bring Burmese military junta to the international court of law.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the last one was that there are two actually, midwife and a doctor who've been to the Rohingya camp, and they documented sexual violence against Rohingya women. So they discuss their experience and then what is the future look like for the victims.
What's coming up next for your organization, Americans for Rohingya?
We try to reach out to Senate and also Congress so to pass a solid resolution that and also to impose to bring back the sanction.
And for our listeners that would like to keep up with your organization and any upcoming events, where can you be found?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page and also website, but Facebook page is we update regularly. There are two Facebook pages. One is called Americans for Rohingya. Another one is Oregon United for Rohingya. So these two pages, we posted up all our events and activities and what we need from the, you know, a public involvement to stop this genocide.
Thank you so much, Yusuf. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
For KBOO News, I'm Emily Gresham-Beamer.
You are listening to a membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. Our volunteers work hard every day to bring you this coverage of local, national, and international news, so now it's your turn. Joining us are Lisa and Ruben to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
You are listening to KBOO, and it's our spring membership drive. KBOO is funded by our listeners, and we are asking you to go to the phone right now and dial 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and become a member. I'm Ruben, and I am a volunteer here at KBOO, and I'm joined with Lisa, and we're excited to be here on our evening news show to share with you and why it's important to support KBOO.
Thank you, Ruben. Yes, welcome, and I am so happy you have tuned in tonight, and I hope you're a regular listener here on KBOO 90.7 FM. We're doing our monthly pledge drive, and I would like to talk about some of the wonderful reasons you should support KBOO. We have news and public affairs, like the shows you were just listening to for the last hour. We have music, art, and cultural affairs. Our volunteers are very strong and very passionate about what they do. This is a sense of community, your community, my community. We're all community members here that have wanted to keep this station going and thriving. And here's how you can keep the shows you like to hear while you're at work, while you're driving in the car, while you're cooking dinner or winding down with the kids. You can be a monthly sustaining supporter. One way to do that is think about how many shows you listen to during the day and take 1 hour of pay. 1 hour of pay out of your month and donate it to KBOO. Another way you can be a sustaining donor is starting off very small, say $5 a month. That's only $60 a year. And for those who have been with us year after year after year, and we thank you for your support and your generosity in keeping our shows alive and relevant and on the air, what about increasing your monthly donation to $25 a month? That's $300 a year.
Absolutely, yeah. If you can, definitely. We always love it when sustaining members increase their monthly donations to us. And if you do want to donate to us, you can do so at kboo.fm, or you can call us at 877-500-5266. We're waiting for your call. You are listening to our news program right now, and remember that you can affect change in your community through the reporting you hear on the KBOO Evening News. And through you, we hold our policymakers and officials accountable and often break stories that are of critical local importance. So go online at kboo.fm or call us toll-free at 877-500-5266. Make a sustaining membership of even just $5 a month, or if you were to do $10 a month, you would get one of our fancy Democracy Now! T-shirts.
We also have, for $60 a year donation pledge, a black beanie with the KBOO logo on it, or a beautiful music tote bag, In Tune, Tune Up, KBOO, Music Making the Movement. Each and every one of these are beautiful items to add to your collection of KBOO memorabilia, but that's not the real reason we want you to donate and become a sustaining donor. We want you to feel that you are as much a community member as we are here in the studio, and we would like to have some new people that are new to the area, that are new to the station, join our community, come volunteer, come hear more about us, join us in our pledge drive. Our number is 877-500-5266. Join us in becoming a member. You can also do it online, kboo.fm.
And I think you brought up a really good point there, Lisa, because Portland has grown a lot in population over the past years. So one of the things you can do too is just spread the word about KBOO and what we do, and the fact that we've been around for, well, more than 50 years now, and hopefully we'll want to work hard on being around for 50 more.
50 more,
yep,
yes.
50 more and beyond. So again, you can go online at kboo.fm or call us at 877-500-5266.
Thank you all for joining us. Please consider 1 hour of pay a month and donate it to KBOO. This way you can sustain the quality of enjoyable entertainment from your news and world reports to Democracy Now!, Right to Survive Radio, the multitude of art and cultural and music shows that you hear. We have a little bit of variety for everybody, and we'd also love to hear your thoughts if you have an idea about a show that you think people would be interested in listening to. But first, let's get those pledges in. online, kboo.fm, and toll-free at 877-500-5266.
So the news and information you hear from KBOO is essential every single day, whether it's a historic day or a day like the rest. I guess, I mean, some people could argue that every day is technically historic. But make sure we're always here for you by becoming a sustaining member if you aren't already, or considering increasing your sustaining membership amount. And you can do so by going online at kboo.fm or calling us toll-free at 877-500-5266. When you support us, you take a stand for truth, and you take a stand for freedom of information, and you take a stand for facts. You are a part of this powerful movement of participatory, independent media, and we call on you now for your support. So call us at, and Lisa, what's the number?
877-500-5266.
Or you can go online at kboo.fm. So we're asking you to join this community project called KBOO, intended for a more inclusive media, because we all know that media in general has become a lot more corporatized, and there's a lot of money involved in it. But KBOO is independent media. It's member-supported. It's part of your local community. It's part of the fabric of Portland. So yes, give us a call, 877-500-5266.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Brunchbox, located in downtown Portland at 620 Southwest 9th Avenue. Besides their Build Your Own Burger, Brunchbox serves up a menu full of burgers and sandwiches every day from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Lunch was provided by Little River Cafe, located in downtown Portland at 0315 Southwest Montgomery Street. Serving food made from fresh ingredients, Little River Cafe is open for breakfast and brunch daily from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Dinner was provided by Mississippi Pizza, located in North Portland at 3552 North Mississippi Avenue. Integrated into the local Portland music scene, Mississippi Pizza hosts concerts while serving pizza and drinks, open daily from 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. or later. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now, or go online to kboo.fm